With me here in the KRVS studios this afternoon is Julie Bordelon, just about to open the Southern Screen Film Festival. She's been working really hard on it. Julie, I know that you've been working on this for a number of years in different manifestations, and I think y'all are pretty happy with the way the film festival is going this year.
We are. We're very happy. This year, like last year, we really focused on Southern filmmakers. We got all of our submissions from Southern filmmakers, so meaning like Texas, Arkansas, Mississippi, Louisiana, obviously. And then once we got those submissions, put them, you know, gave them to our selection committee, which comprised of a few people from around the country, and they went ahead and picked their favorite ones and then went with those. So, yeah, we're really excited about that because a lot of those filmmakers are coming in with their films. So they'll be attending and they'll be there to do a Q&A after their film and really get to network with other local filmmakers here.
I think some of our listeners are curious about these films. I mean, these are not the kind of films that you just open the newspaper and read about. Are these films that have been out for a while? Are they new? Or are these filmmakers in the process of sending them to festivals and hoping that they'll be put out for distribution? What describe that film world there.
It's independent films. No, they're not going to be in the newspaper unless it's like a local thing. But it's filmmakers that usually are submitting to different festivals around the world. And you know, a lot of them are short films. We have a couple music videos, some documentaries, and a couple of feature films. And all of them are just like quality work of people, of independent filmmakers who pretty much just did it on their own kind of thing. You know, some of our feature-length films are the Tarzan documentary that Allison Bull and her father made, and Tigalup, the one that Connie Castile made. You know, those are some of the feature-length ones. We're also going to show Beast of the Southern Wild. I know that did play here before, but we thought that it would be a real, like a, you know, kind of a special screening to congratulate them for how successful they've been. And one of the co-producers is going to be here and he's going to do a Q&A. And we also have a guy from the Sundance Institute who's going to be here and talk about the film also and how they, you know, went through the process of choosing that film and why they chose that film as one of their winners for Sundance.
Right. Well, and to put it in that context that, you know, this is an interesting world to a lot of people from the outside, you know, wondering, well, how do people make it and what are they trying to do? They're obviously not trying for the big blockbuster, you know, that might come out of Hollywood, but it's a very different art form, but they can achieve that kind of acclaim that Beast of the Southern Wild did.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, that's super exciting for them. They won Sundance. They've won at Cannes. You know, they've done really, there's Oscar talk for them. Mm-hmm. That's really huge. And it was filmed in New Orleans, you know, some New Orleans-based filmmakers. And that's just a really, I mean, I was at American Film Market last week and every panel, someone said something about the movie, which is amazing, you know? So, we're excited that we're going to be showing that. We're excited that one of the filmmakers is going to be here. And the guy from Sundance, Cullen, you know, they'll be able to talk about it and talk about the whole process and why it's so, you know, why it's done so well. And you know, it is. It's just a different type of art form. Like, this is a way for filmmakers to be able to show their work and showcase their work to the public. You know, a lot of short films don't necessarily get to be seen that often. So this is a really good way for people to come out and see that. And it is open to the public. It's not just for filmmakers or aspiring filmmakers. It's for anyone who loves movies, you know, or just loves to watch motion pictures. It's fine.
Right. Well, and of course, you have a website that people can go to. They don't have to write down everything we're saying about the schedule. But I guess another question about, you said that it's Southern films. You're calling it the Southern Screen Film Festival. After doing this for a few years, what have you noticed about Southern films? What has struck you about the submissions? Is there a certain characterization of Southern film? What marks it?
Not necessarily. I mean, we really just wanted to kind of focus on our region. Mm-hmm. And we found that a lot of people in this area are more drawn to films that are culturally like them. You know, like they wanted to go and see more films that were from around their area. Mm-hmm. And it's really great to be able to have, you know, a lot of independent filmmakers may not be able to travel from New York or Portland to come to a film festival in the South. So it's really nice for all the filmmakers to get to come and like see an audience watching their film and experience in their film, and then be able to tell their process of how they did it. And, you know, I think that's really important. And then also for them to be able to come and experience Lafayette and experience our culture and meet filmmakers here and network with each other and maybe collaborate on something together. Like, that's a really awesome thing that could happen.
Right. And to show that it's not just happening on the coasts, that there's so much energy and creativity along the Gulf.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, it's really great how the university has the film program here. You know, we're offering students can get in free to the festival. And besides the special events, which there's only a couple of those, like our opening night. But, you know, the students can get in free to all the workshops and the panels, which we, you know, we have multiple ones. We have a screenwriting workshop, if that's what you're interested in, a digital camera workshop where it's, you know, somebody, we're going to have a division camera there. He's going to show how it works and how to work it and all that fun stuff. And then we'll have a panel on financing your film and how to take advantage of the tax incentives in the state. Also an acting panel, and, you know, a limited amount of people will actually have an opportunity to audition for an agent, which is an incredible opportunity to get in front of an agent and do that. Mm-hmm. You know, it's just a lot of like really important things that is just like continuing education for aspiring filmmakers or filmmakers now, you know.
Right, make them aware of all the opportunities that there are here in particular.
Right, yeah.
Well, let's go through some of the days. You all open tomorrow and run through the weekend.
Yes, we open tomorrow with our opening night premiere and party. That's going to be at Light, which is the Big Egg by the Cajun Dome. Mm-hmm. And our opening night premiere is a movie called Sleepwalk With Me. It's a comedy. It was produced by This American Life, the radio show that you guys syndicate. Mm-hmm. And yeah, and we're really excited about that. We actually have a little welcoming video that Ira Glass sent us, and, you know, welcoming everybody to the film in Lafayette. And so we're excited, and it's supposed to be really funny, a great movie. Then afterwards, we have an opening night party where we'll have food and drinks and that kind of stuff. And that's like a special event together. So it's a separate ticket from the rest of the festival. And then on Friday, we'll have our film finance panel. We'll have a tent at Downtown Alive. And we have a really controversial film Friday night from like 10 to midnight at Cité des Arts. It's called Compliance. It was at Sundance. When I first read about it, it was in the Huffington Post. And, yeah, you know, he talks about how people got up and walked out of the theater because it can be a very uncomfortable psychological movie. We do have a disclaimer on it. It's for adults only.
So even at Sundance, they walked out on it?
Yeah, yeah. And not everybody, but, like, a couple people got up and walked out. And not that it was a bad movie, just that it was making people
disturbing.
Uncomfortable. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, which we do have trailers on the website. You can go and look at the trailers and, you know, see how you feel. I'm actually super excited about that movie because I've read so much about it and there's just so much press on it that I'm really interested to see it. I haven't even watched it yet. Then on Saturday, we start off in the morning with some kids programming at Acadiana Center for the Arts. And so we're going to have some fun kids activities. And then also after that, there's going to be some animation films that they can go in. And that's a free thing that people can come and do. At the same time, at Light, we're going to have a free yoga class and followed by a yoga documentary called Yoga Woman that we got in from Australia. So that's another fun little thing to do.
Is there any controversy over Yoga Woman?
No, not yet. Maybe that it doesn't say Yoga Man, but and then throughout the day we'll have some other, you know, screenings going on, a lot of short films. On Saturday, we also have some hearing impaired films that we're going to show. We'll have a hearing impaired interpreter there. Mm-hmm. And then we have our conversation with Cullen Collinley, who is the guy from Sundance Institute. And it's kind of like a little keynote, like question and answer. And then afterwards, we'll show Beasts of the Southern Wild and have the co-producer there talk about that. Then from there, we go to our after party at Bolt Nightclub, which is going to be super fun, like red carpet event, lots of, you know, photographers, fun things like that.
So dress up for that one.
Yeah. It'll be fun. You know, we're keeping the kind of Southern theme, like Southern Comfort as a sponsor. And so mm-hmm. we'll have like drink specials and, you know, just fun things like that. Mm-hmm. And then on Sunday, we have that's when our acting panel and workshop is. So it'll pretty much be like it'll be an actor's panel for about an hour. And then the next hour is going to be this audition. You get like a 1-minute audition with an agent. And it is a first come, first serve thing. There'll be instructions on the website of how to sign up for it. We're only going to take 20 people to do it. But that's a really cool opportunity mm-hmm. to be able to get in front of an agent and audition. And then throughout the day, that day we'll have screenings all day. We finish with Connie Castile's movie, Tigalup, mm-hmm. and then go to the Blue Moon for our rap party with Bonsoir Catin. They did some of the music for mm-hmm. Tigalup, so we kind of mm-hmm. tied that together. Right. And we finish there with some more food and a beat of beer. And
so a lot of partying and screening as well, which really is the film life too,
yeah,
isn't it?
Yeah. I mean, it's definitely a full day. And I mean, our parties are really geared towards people being able to network right. with each other. You know, the filmmakers are in for the weekend, so they'll get to hang out with filmmakers here. And, you know, it's just a good way for people to meet each other. And I mean, if you're a hairstylist or a makeup artist or a photographer, you know, this is a good way for you to come out and, you know, get work in your industry.
Mm-hmm. If you have just tuned in, my guest is Julie Bordelon here talking about the Southern Screen Film Festival, which runs November 15th, tomorrow through the 18th here in Lafayette. Maybe you can mention the website and Facebook page.
Yeah, our website is southernscreen.org. And then we do have a Facebook page. And also, the tickets are online. It's fairly cheap. I mean, we're offering a weekend pass for $20, a day pass for $10, or each event is $5. And then we have a couple of special events, like the opening night premiere, which is a separate event, and that's $10.
And you purchase those on the website as well?
You can purchase them on the website, or you can buy them at the door.
At the door.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so you don't have to make your plans ahead of time.
No, it is a first-come, first-serve thing, though. So mm-hmm. even if you buy a ticket ahead of time, you still got to come early. We're not reserving seats. It's, you know, first-come, first-serve. There'll be a line, and you come in whenever you get there.
Okay, so the website's very important to find information.
Yeah, it'll have the full schedule with all the locations of every place that each event is at, times, you know, and under each thing it tells you, you know, what kind of ticket you need to get into that.
All right. And you're very involved in that whole world, in addition to just being a part of the Southern Screen Film Festival, one of the founders. Give us a sense of what the film world is like right now in our community, you know, aside from these special festivals. You know, people hear about it, but you're really much more involved in, I guess, in attracting people and dealing
right.
with that world.
Well, I also work for the Lafayette Entertainment Initiative, mm-hmm. Which is kind of like the local film commissioner, mm-hmm. Although I also do music and digital media. But with that job, I do some recruitment and try to get people to come here to Lafayette and film. And then also when people are here, assist them in their projects, like getting permits and all that fun stuff. So Louisiana, as a lot of people do know, has become kind of this Hollywood South where, you know, we have these great tax incentives and we've become on a tight race with New York to be second and third in the country for filmmaking. So there's always stuff coming through. There's more stuff coming through to New Orleans, and then kind of everyone on the outskirts gets a little bit after mm-hmm. that. Mm-hmm. But we do have stuff that comes into Lafayette, a lot of national commercials, lots of reality TV, lots of like series things where people come in and film for maybe 2 weeks to a month and then move out and go to their next place.
And they obviously have lots of needs and services that they use in the community.
Absolutely. And they always want to hire local because it's cheaper for them to hire local people than to bring people in. Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. Mm-hmm. So like I said before, like makeup artists, photographers, you know, anything that you're interested in the film industry. And if maybe you don't know what you want to do, you know, this is a great opportunity for you to come and meet other people that are also interested in film.
Right. And the reverse, what, you know, obviously those are people coming in here and using these services and our landscape. And what is the reverse of there's the Moving Image Arts program here at UL, but people from here are actually writing scripts and, you know, having aspirations to create their own films. Has that grown as well?
It has grown. And what's really great about that is that, you know, those people want to stay here and they want to stay at home. And, you know, it's great to grow that industry from the ground up and not just want to attract films from outside of the state where they're going to leave. You know, we want to build an industry here. So the people that are coming out of UL or the people that are interested just in film in general, you know, it is good to build whatever kind of business that you want. If you want to be a screenwriter, if you want to be a director, you know, learn how to do it and do it, like, and stay here and do it and make it happen. There's so many people in this community that are amazing filmmakers, really amazing. And, you know, we're lucky, like we're completely lucky to have them here.
Well, and you hear people say we have so many interesting stories here.
Yeah. Oh, and that.
You want the people to be able to tell them creatively who are from here.
Right. And,
so you have noticed that has grown.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, especially, you know, now that UL has their film program, that's huge. Mm-hmm. So a lot of people are going to be coming in more to utilize that program. Right. And then we also have the Academy of Interactive Entertainment, which does like more like animation and computer graphics, that kind of stuff. But that's amazing. They have two schools in the country, one here and one in Seattle. Mm-hmm. And actually their school here is doing better than the one in Seattle. Like it's full. They have a full class. And, you know, that's really, really cool that's happening.
There's so much interest.
Yeah, there's
here.
So much interest and there's so much talent. And all that means to me is that, you know, those people want to stay home. So whenever they come out of those classes in that school, they'll be ready to start their own business here, to start their own production company here or their own, you know, and attracting other people to our community.
So you really feel that there is this gathering local industry as well. And
I do.
It's not just people coming and showing their films from.
No, I do. Absolutely.
Well.
And I get calls a lot from through the Lafayette Entertainment Initiative. I get calls a lot from people who maybe have been living in California or Austin or New Orleans and they've moved home and they want to live here. They want to be back home. And so they're like, okay, I'm an assistant director and I just moved back to Lafayette. So I'm looking for work, you know, whatever. And it's so amazing to be able to have people, like a crew, to be able to do that, you know? So when a production company does come to town, they say, we're looking for an assistant director. It's like, oh, I have
here.
Just the person,
right.
You know?
Yeah.
If
you want to move back home, there are people who've been working with film for a long time as
right.
well. And
right. And they're capable. They're way capable. And, you know, with that, just as kind of a side note, if you are interested in that kind of thing and you are interested in working in the film industry here, the city of Lafayette has a database, the Lafayette Entertainment Initiative. It's lafayetteentertainment.org. And you can go to the database and sign up as crew or even support services. If you have a carpet company, you know, those are always needed for film productions, anything. Mm-hmm. And it's just a good way to like get your name into a database so that when production companies do come here, they look at that, you know, they look at that database and they say, okay, I'm looking for a photographer for still photography. And it's like, oh, there's 18 people here. And, you know,
and they've worked on films
yeah,
before.
And it's just great to be able to have a crew right. and have a production company want to use them. You know, I think that's really, that's special and that's You know?
So it's Lafayette good work. Entertainment Initiative.
And the website is LafayetteEntertainment.org. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All right. Well, check that out if you're interested in working with films and you have a skill that a film might be able to use.
Right.
And, of course, you could attend the Southern Screen Film Festival and find out what's happening, interact, and do some networking as
right.
well.
Yeah.
And that's running November 15th through the 18th this week in Lafayette. The Light Center, ACA, CITE.
Yeah. And then we'll be at a few places for our networking parties. And it'll be a really fun event. I'm excited about it.
All right. Well, we look forward to the growth of film here in our community. My guest, Julie Bordelon, founded the Southern Screen Film Festival a number of years ago. It had a few names, but Southern Screen seems to really define what you all are doing and really showcasing what we're doing here in the South and in Louisiana as well.
Right.
Well, Julie, thank you so much.
Thank you for having me.
Look forward to the week.
Thanks.